Healthcare reform enters a new era in about 2 hours. President Obama is scheduled to sign that bill into law. Then he's going to travel around the country to sell the plan to skeptics. But Republicans say that battle is on to get ready for legal challenges. Nearly a dozen states plan to argue that it's not constitutional. And as early as tomorrow, the debate moves to the Senate, where lawmakers will consider a companion measure. And Republicans plan parliamentary objections that could change that bill and force it back to the House. Now, even before the first votes were cast in the healthcare debate, Barack Obama's overall approval rating dropped to his lowest level ever recorded in a CNN poll. Check out the results of this CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll conducted between last Friday and Sunday. When asked how he's handling the job as president, 46% approved, just over half disapproved. Well, you've heard the numbers of healthcare reform. It will offer insurance to 32 million Americans who currently are not covered. Well, you're about to meet one of them. Kalila Kelly was born without the frontal lobes of her brain. At 12 years old, she has the physical and mental abilities of an infant. Within a few months, the government will subsidize a private insurance plan for her and others who are uninsurable because of pre-existing conditions.
Her condition causes her to seize constantly. So therefore, that's an automatic no, you know, because seizures can cause death and so on and so forth. So they don't want to insure her. It's frustrating because I can't get her covered, and it's frustrating that the coverage that she's getting currently through Medicaid is not substantial enough.
This is a huge, huge win for Arkansas kids and families. Over the next few years, virtually every family will have access to some sort of affordable coverage.